Dylan Evan with you on this Friday morning. And no surprise, the lunch special today, starting at 11 o'clock at Pullman's My Office Bar and Grill, is New England clam chowder paired with fish and chips. I wonder if anyone dares to separate those.
You can't.
New England clam chowder, fish and chips, the Friday special, starting at 11 o'clock this morning at Pullman's My Office Bar and Grill.
There you go. Well, it seems to be a theme for this weekend's busy event schedule. Lots of music this weekend, lots of live performances. It's going to be fun. And it's all going to start tonight, Bill, with Dustin Lynch. Big-time country music act, a small-town boy like me. He's got, I don't know, a good half a dozen top 40 country hits in recent years. My wife and I saw him actually last year play the Opry on a short set. Only heard, I think, three songs from Dustin Lynch last year, but very good. And he's going to be playing the Back to Class concert tonight at the University of Idaho inside the ICCU Arena. Tickets still available if you'd like to see that big country show tonight in Moscow to kick off the weekend. Also, it's the final Fridays at the Clock free outdoor concert at Washington State University tonight. Performance featuring the WSU School of Music at 6:30 outside the Bryan Clock Tower on campus. Final performance of the season. Two-day film festival exploring American and Idaho history this weekend at the Kenworthy in Moscow. Roots of a Nation and Idaho Film Festival is the title of the event. This weekend at the Kenworthy, festival opens tonight at 7 with a screening of the 1972 musical 1976, and then tomorrow a documentary about the Salmon River, and then Train Dreams tomorrow night at the Kenworthy. That was that film recently shot here in the Inland Northwest. With some scenes that were shot in Teco at the Empire Theater, and boy, it's just visually a stunning movie. I really enjoyed it. The story was whatever.
Where did you see it?
I think I just watched it on my app of some type on the smart TV.
Okay.
Recently, but boy, it looks.
I bet
really
it's
cool.
Going to look good on that 39-foot that diagonal or 36-foot diagonal new screen they've got at the Kenworthy.
Yeah, so Kenworthy with that film festival this weekend, and then back to music. The inaugural, first year for this, and they're going to keep it going, Wheat City Music Festival in downtown Colfax tomorrow, organized by the Colfax Downtown Association. Festival will feature live music and activities downtown Colfax tomorrow from 2 to 10 o'clock tomorrow night with the Wheat City Music Festival. And inaugural on that. So new tradition getting going this weekend. And then we've got a barn dance tomorrow night in Uniontown at the Damon Barn. A group of current and retired music educators here on the Palouse will be performing. The group is called Chase the Groove. Our good friend Dave will be on the drums with this ensemble tomorrow night. It's going to be funk and rock and jazz. It's going to be a great show. Starts at 6 o'clock with the doors opening, and then music starts at 7 there in Uniontown at the Damon Barn with that performance tomorrow night. Whitman County Humane Society waiving adoption fees for some pets during a special event in Pullman tomorrow. It's called the Barking Lot Event and part of a national Clear the Shelters campaign. Adoption fees will be waived for all adult and senior dogs and cats. Walk-in meet and greets with dogs and cats will be available without an appointment tomorrow. Event will also include a donation drive as well. So the Barking Lot Event is from 1 to 5 tomorrow at the Whitman County Humane Society in Pullman at the Animal Haven. They're on the south end of town, there where the dog park is where you'll find this on Johnson Road to clear the shelter and get some of those pets some good homes tomorrow. So that should be a fun one to check out.
Go check it out. Yeah, you could use another Jack, couldn't you?
Call ahead of time. Do you have another Jack Russell Terrier that someone else kicked out of their home? Yes, we do, actually. We have Jack Russells all the time that gets kicked. No, I'm not taking it. I'm not taking Nor would I be adding a cat into that mix either. I don't know that that would work well either. But for the rest of you who are not satisfied with your pet situation, go check it out. I've got more than I can handle right now. I'm good to go. But It should be a good event tomorrow. And Sprint Boat Races back in St. John this weekend at Webb Slough. So you got the show and shine downtown tonight from 4 to 6:30. Volunteer firefighters with their fundraiser barbecue tonight at 6. And then racing in St. John with the Sprint Boats starts at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
And rampaging, carousing drunks don't seem to be the problem up there anymore that they had there a few years ago.
No, we had it kind of hit the fan there a few years ago, and then they clamped down on a lot of things at Webb Slough on things getting a little out of hand. And
I wonder if it's still fun.
Yeah, I mean, it was usually middle of the night stupidity, not you know, race day stuff, enjoying the races. So it was kind of the camping situation. But I don't think we've heard Sheriff Brett have to sniff around there much at all in recent years. So I think they've got a handle on that rowdiness in recently, which is good. Yeah. LC Valley Down and Dirty Mud Run fundraiser returns to Lewiston tomorrow. Combines cross country run with a muddy obstacle course, open to participants of all ages. A portion of the money, like I said, fundraiser there in the LC Valley, with portions of the proceeds donated to local charities. They're at the Mud Run tomorrow from 8 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon.
Where are you going camping this weekend?
I'm not, for the first time in a month. What? I'm kind of bummed. No, I've got my camping fill taken care of. I've got another one scheduled for October on a steelhead float, but that's mostly a steelhead trip, not a camping trip. No, I'm about, if I estimate correctly, which is always a bit of a shot in the dark, I think I'm one truckload short for the winter on my firewood. So I think I might go get a load of wood tomorrow. It's a jamboree for Pullman High School football at 1 o'clock tomorrow at Hobbs Field. And they're going to include the Clarkston Bantams, which concerns me a little bit because that's a league opponent. But what are you going to do? So jamboree, a little scrimmage for Pullman High School football
tomorrow. How many schools, including Clarkston?
Ferris is going to come down. So 3 total at Hobbs at 1 tomorrow. So we'll check that out, and then I think I might head into the woods and hopefully find some red fur if I can. I'd love to get my hands on some red. I don't have any red going into the season. And
does that make the house smell better, or does
it's a good burn. It's a good burn. Not as good as tamarack, but it's good. So I'm hoping to find some red. Yeah, no, I'm smelling it.
Legally?
Well, yeah, red fur. I've got my permit for the fort. You want me to show you the documents? I got my permit. I got my map. I got my regs. I got my fire extinguisher. I mean, come on.
Well, with you, I think maybe we want to see papers. Yeah, actually, before you.
That's fair. That's a fair point.
Head off on that.
Yeah. I can't argue with that. What about you?
Oh, it's work. All right. I might go up the mountaintop, but it's going to be cooler. And head up there and check on a couple of things with our 3FM transmitters up on top of Moscow Mountain.
Good, good.
And other than that, there's a football game tonight I want to at least check in on a couple times.
Yeah, with the Vandals. And, absolutely.
Cal Poly on ESPN. Yeah. 6 or 7 on that?
7, I think.
Let's see. Do you have it? I don't have it.
Yeah, I have it. I thought I saw 7. Hold on a second. ESPN, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Okay. There you go.
Might do that. So, hey, everybody, drive carefully. Don't start fires. Have a good weekend and be back with us on Monday morning. This is your morning news.